Right then, could you
Could I what? You want to know who I am, like, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, well, I'm Alan Lodge, Tash, and one of my main guises is that of being a photographer. My interest in photography is to try and cover a number of activities by people on the alternative and now what is becoming mainstream concern for environmentalism. The background comes from festivals, travellers, alternative lifestyles, people living outside, people trying to find other ways of doing things and to try and describe those other ways of doing things in photographs. The photography, I think, is a more enduring art form in doing that rather than video, which I think you really have to pay attention to for a specific length of time. Whereas photography has a number of outlets like print media, exhibitions, slide projection and so on, which means that you have the opportunity of dwelling on an image over a period of time until it hopefully unlocks things in your brain that might can make you consider your own lifestyles and practice and how you might change what you do. Where are we been? Well, we're just coming back from Brighton on the A23 at high speed at the current moment, and we've been to the Schnooze offices and the Cowley Club, what they rented out for the weekend, for us to hold a media malarkey event. It's not entirely self-explanatory, is it? Like malarkey, I think it's an Australian expression, I don't know. But basically a number of folks from the alternative media have come together for the weekend to try and exchange skills, share, to tell each other of some of their adventures and what is effective in their methods of communication. And a fair chunk of the weekend was the how-tos. How do you encode a video? How do you take a decent photograph? What looks nice on a flyer? Why should somebody read this flyer rather than the 30,000 flyers advertising things around you? And so we've engaged with some of that, but what can you fit in 2 days and an evening? We've been fairly effective, but there's been a fair number of tangents, and it did mean that the only way of actually taking on board a lot from the weekend was by hopping from one place to another before you're supposed to. So that's just what I've done anyway. Ask me another one.
Right. What do you think this weekend has achieved, sort of more longer term?
Well, we don't know that until we see the output from people in what it is that they've taken on board from the workshop sessions and the more philosophical debates about who are we and where do we go next. And you see lots of people nodding up and down and light bulbs lighting up above people's heads as they have a realisation, oh, that's how you do it, oh, that's what that's for, or other realisations that people have. But what it's achieved, well, I mean, I made a wee bit of a speech in one of them that in 30 odd years of the alternative media hasn't, there's been heroic efforts from many of us to try and get information out, but really, have we achieved what we should have done in that length of time with the amount of effort expended? I don't think so myself. I think we need to be more effective, efficient, we need more people involved, and we need to bring about greater effect. The barometer for the effectiveness of sessions like that is a couple of years later, when you see more people involved in direct activity, more people questioning authority, more people trying to make government, industry, military, authority at large more accountable. And with the present alarm over global warming, in a couple of years' time, if the temperature isn't starting to decrease, we've still failed, haven't we? So we don't know what we've been achieved the weekend until we see some of the good works afterwards.
There were a few in the media sessions. Could you maybe say something about in terms of the UK, where the in the media project's at the moment?
Well, it's all a bit of a mist, really, isn't it? We we're a pretty diverse and diverse bunch, and although we sign up to a set of editorial guidelines which we stick on the front of the website, any meeting from collectors around the country, plus the ones that concern themselves more with the UK entity, well, we might all agree the guidelines, certainly, but after that, we all want different things. We are different people. We come from many different nations. We have different cultural horizons and perspectives. Some are into direct action. Some are into bringing about a more democratic change and using media to try and explain that to large numbers of ordinary people rather than those that are immediately concerned with issues and that fills their lives. So, with that number of different perspectives, the idea of sitting down in a room for a couple of hours and agreeing what we're doing next, and all, you know, everybody going, yes, that's what we're doing next, is really quite quite an ambition. And it hasn't happened. But what we have done is what we've always done. I mean, this was a multimedia event with many other medias. But we as Indie Media have taken ourselves a couple of times to try and do a wee bit of self-analysis on what we're doing and how we're doing it. But really, I think we could meet for 3 weeks. We could include a couple of hundred extra people. We could have an agenda and a chairman or a facilitator. And I tell you straight, we still wouldn't know at the end of it. So this wasn't an Indie Media weekend. It was a multimedia weekend, of which Indie Media had a fair input. So we were spread about amongst a number of activities, including the film, video, print, internet, self-evidently. And we had an input into all of those, but when we actually take ourselves, because we had an opportunity of a number of Indie Media folks all to be in one place while we were all down here in Brighton, we did attempt a couple of hours of checking who we are and where we're going. And now, I must admit, at the end of that particular session, I come out a bit misty and a bit of a yawn, and I don't know, I don't actually think we got any further than when we went in, but it's valuable because we need to look at each other in the eye every so often rather than on the electronics wires. And an awareness of the issues is the most important thing that comes out of it, rather than a signed, sealed agreement on progress. So, yeah, jolly well done, everybody, and we need to have more of those at any opportunity.
We're doing all right, lad.